For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A day after former CIA Director John Brennan went after President Trump on Twitter, saying he'll never be an honest person, the one-time Obama cabinet member has been cut off from access to classified information. He tells MSNBC it won't deter him.
I've seen this type of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots and autocrats for many, many years during my CIA and national security career. I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States.
Former top White House officials often keep their security clearances so they can advise their successors and be analysts for media organizations. The president says he's reviewing security clearances of 9 others, including James Comey and Susan Rice. You're listening to USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A day after former CIA Director John Brennan went after President Trump on Twitter, saying he'll never be an honest person, the one-time Obama cabinet member has been cut off from access to classified information. He tells MSNBC it won't deter him.
I've seen this type of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots and autocrats for many, many years during my CIA and national security career. I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States.
Former top White House officials often keep their security clearances so they can advise their successors and be analysts for media organizations. The president says he's reviewing security clearances of 9 others, including James Comey and Susan Rice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A grand jury report in Pennsylvania has reignited a push to end a statute of limitations on sex crimes committed against children. Abuse survivor Jim Van Sickle says the report identifying more than 300 priests who preyed on more than 1,000 children points to a critical legal challenge.
My predator spent time after trying to reach out to me to kind of get me past that period of time, because he knew that if he got me past that time, the laws of Pennsylvania protect the predator.
Both sides have rested their case in the Paul Manafort trial. It's now up to a jury to decide if the former Trump campaign chief is guilty of tax evasion and bank fraud. The case is complex. Jurors will have with them nearly 400 documents and charts to refer to as they deliberate. It took the judge more than 90 minutes just to read his instructions to the jury. Manafort could get life in prison, but also could receive a pardon from President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There was a rally in New York City of people who want John Lennon's killer to remain behind bars. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Mark David Chapman has been denied parole at least every 2 years over nearly 2 decades. He's to have a 10th parole hearing next week. A group of those opposing parole for Chapman gathering in Central Park's Strawberry Fields, calling on the parole board to say no again. The 63-year-old Chapman has spent 38 years in an upstate New York.